This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, your ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Go to NILGameChangers.org to start your journey today. Business athletes, they'll handle them all at NIL Game Changers. Okay. High school football tonight. Selins Grove, Lewisburg, Shikellamy all playing. So this is now what the new Shikellamy Sports Complex? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, they had the turf done last year and played the last half of the season on their turf.
Right.
This is the new... Introducing the new locker rooms, new concession stands, all the other stuff is completed as well. It's quite beautiful.
Okay. There you go. Good. That's nice. Glad they were able to do it. Does anybody play on grass in the area anymore?
Line Mountain and Mifflinburg.
Mifflinburg. Oh, yeah, you brought that up the other day. That's right.
Mifflinburg's raising money to put turf in. But the way their high school is set up and where the field's at, I think there's some issues with either town electricity or town cable runs underneath their field as well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know, other than South Wayne, well, Schick's in the middle of town, but they have a lot of their land there. But Mifflinburg's one of the only schools around here that's literally like right in the middle of town yet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's that time. Like I said, the college football, it's all a mystery. I mean, everybody thinks they know. Nobody knows. You know, opening games. What's the season start to get a pretty good feel about? Who's good, you know. But the opening week, man, that's hard.
I was going to say, you're not telling me anything I don't know. I have to make...
Right.
I was going to say, I have to make picks on every game, and week one is always the hardest. Always.
It is... Well, the picks thing is a riot. They're all darts these days. Now, we do the picks.
I have been trying to get out of making picks in my high school thing for years, but it's everybody's favorite thing, so... It's not the fact that I don't like to do the picks. I just don't. I don't know. I guess it's my need not to make anybody angry.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to go to my football game and cover the football game and not hear somebody complain that I picked the other team won.
Right. You know. We do picks of the NFL and college. If you get two out of three right, you're like, hey, pretty good. Hey, it's a winning week. I got 6 out of 10. Good. And we're just picking winners. We're not picking against spreads.
I was just going to... It's like the guys that pick against the spread, the successful ones, they just want to be above 50%.
Right.
If you're up in the 60%, you're one of the best ever.
Right. Yeah. And they love you.
You end up like Robert De Niro in Casino.
Oh, Ace. And Ace, you know, he could pick games left and right. He says, all right. You know, everybody, like, hung on everything he did. You know. It's always listening to Joe Pesci narrate the Ace part is also funny. because of the way his voice used to be. You know? You know, it's like... In fact, if I recall in that movie, at the end, he's back to picking spreads again, right?
Yeah, he goes back to... it's been on like three times in the past two weeks. So
yeah,
he ends up back in San Diego.
It's been on a lot. I actually saw a little bit of it the other night. I didn't quite get up to the part where they blew his car up. And I always love the boss is in Kansas City at some deli, which is, I guess it was the way it was. Right? And they just bring the money back in bags of cash. It's like, holy mackerel. Oh, geez. That reminds me of the suit side operations.
I was going to say, I will accept bags of cash in my back room here at the radio station.
Absolutely.
There's a door in and out where nobody will see you.
Yeah.
Now I have to distract the suit in case he comes back to see if anybody brings any.
Yeah, because he takes his cut every single time. That's why I wouldn't want him to be an usher at a mass. I mean, it's, the priests are like, I thought we had more people that, I don't know what happened to him. No idea. Oh, man. But, yeah, it's... By the way, did you see the big story? The ACC and Florida State, they were in settlement talks. I know this will come as a surprise to you, considering that we've talked about this, but the talks broke off.
They had a nice mediation, though, I read.
Oh, yeah, it went swimmingly. You guys sat there and went, all right, what's your offer? All right, we're done. Say it. We'll see you in court. Okay. There you go. It is... Fox is going to Friday Night Football. All in. Now the Pac-12's out of there. Now, it should be pointed out that in this particular year... Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State are not on Friday night. Now, Penn State, of course, has played Friday night games on the road before. At Michigan State last year, at Illinois another year, at Maryland another year, all Friday night games. So the Friday night Fox games, and keep in mind there's no game on November 1st because of the World Series. They actually don't get going until week three. Arizona's at Kansas State, because remember, Fox has the Big 12 contract. Then on the 20th, they've got Illinois and Nebraska. The 27th is Washington at Rutgers. October 4th, Michigan State at Oregon. The 11th, Northwestern at Maryland. The 18th, Oregon at Purdue. So Oregon's on twice. October 25th, Rutgers at USC. That game is at 11 o'clock Eastern time on a Friday night in New Jersey. The game's at USC, so it's 8 o'clock there. But 11 o'clock on the East Coast. And we talked about that earlier, too, so that's not a surprise either. Okay. Now we get to November. November 8th, Iowa at UCLA. Then the next week, UCLA gets to play on Friday night again, but this time at Washington. Purdue makes its second Friday night appearance there at Michigan State on the 22nd. On the 29th, it's Utah at UCF. Big 12 game. Then the Mountain West Championships December 6th. Now that's the Fox schedule. Remember, NBC is going to have a primetime game on the 29th as well, which is Black Friday. But this does go back to the point we made a year ago about this. Notice where the games are in November. November 8th, Los Angeles. November 15th, Seattle. Then the outlier is the 22nd. That is at in East Lansing. And the 29th, Orlando. Makes it a little more palatable.
Staying out of the cold, are they?
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, I guess if that was the goal, East Lansing at that time of the year probably wasn't a great choice.
They probably were stuck.
Yeah.
And then look, there's only... You've got Oregon on here twice. You've got Purdue on here twice. You've got Rutgers... Rutgers on once? No, they're on twice. Rutgers twice. Illinois once. Nebraska once. Washington twice. Oregon twice. Michigan State twice. Northwestern and Maryland once. Iowa once. USC once. Penn State. Ohio State. Michigan. Zero. That's for the Fox one. That doesn't mean they don't show up on NBC. But these are the Friday night games.
I can't believe they didn't get one of those three teams, one of those away games on a Friday night.
Back in 2016, the conference said they were going to play some Friday night games. Okay, so in 2017, six games schedule came out. The schedule was later pared back to four. Because they had complaints from Northwestern saying, hey, how come we have to do it? Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State all opposed the plan. An Iowa State legislator attempted to ban Iowa and Iowa State from hosting Friday night games. I mean, it's a hot button. It's a hot button deal. And again, as I pointed out, I don't want to be a hypocrite here. Because idealistically, Friday night to me is for high school, Saturday for college, Sunday for the NFL. That's me. But I'm as guilty as anybody. Friday night college football game is on. You don't think there's some of these games I'm not going to watch? Of course I am. Because I don't get a chance to watch as much college football as, you know, outside of the game I do. Like, take West Virginia. West Virginia will leave Friday morning to bus down. Get there, do what we have to do on Friday. Maybe I'll watch a game if there's, I'm sure there's a game on Friday night somewhere, ESPN. I'll probably watch that. Saturday, I'll get up. I mean, I'll barely watch game day. I mean, barely. Get on the bus and go up to the stadium. Do the game. Game's over. Get on the bus, come back up here. The only other game I'll see will be the late game when I get home. See, I don't watch as much college football as some of the fans who are listening to the show. So you watch more than I do because if it happens to be a road game. Because after the West Virginia game, Penn State's not back on the road until October 12th. So I'll watch a lot of games. That won't be an issue. But opening week it is, yeah. Oh, you know, I'm going to watch Georgia Tech and Florida State tomorrow. There really isn't anything else this weekend that intrigues me that I want to watch.
Not up for the Mustangs debut as an ACC team, are you?
It's a good point. No. A lot of people are wondering about the expanded playoff. What does it do to the regular season? I'll be honest with you. I think it makes for bigger ratings in November. more teams will be involved with an opportunity to get to the playoff. There'll be more of those games like, hey, are they in or are they out? I think November is where it's really going to help. So.
And those group of five teams fighting at the end of November, too, is, I think, for that one spot.
Yeah, that's a fight, but the question is how many they're fighting against each other.
Well, that's true.
For example, you may have a game in November between two teams that are from the same conference, and one is still going to be in there, and the other one with the loss may be out. It's kind of like that night, what was it, LSU was playing Auburn, and everyone thought that if Auburn lost, Gus Malzahn was going to be fired. And LSU took the lead. Then Auburn came back and won the game. And Les Miles got fired. So, that kind of deal. Oh, man. I think it also makes it harder for everybody to guess who's going to be on. In other words, I think it's harder to guess who the 12 teams are. I think some people can come up with the top five. That somewhere in the 12 they'll make it. Everything else is a guess. As I told you so many times in the show, the word expert, which is used now for everything, economic expert, political expert, sports expert, football expert, all they're doing is, you know, highly educated guessing. That's all it is. That's all it is. Highly educated guessing. That's what happens. You got a little more information to work with than other people. You pass that information along, but...
Don't tell people my secret. I'm an expert.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, everything I watch now is like, and the expert. I'm like, I'm thinking expert on what? What, you know? It's like, come on, really? I always love when I hear some national expert deliver their opinion on Penn State. They haven't been to a practice. Like, okay, thank you, appreciate you. Very nice. Doesn't mean they're not wrong, but I'm saying, like, that's educated guessing. It's all it is, man. On everything. I think, that's a bad way to start.
That's why I always start everything with I know.
No. Well, you know what we haven't talked about? We haven't talked about the... did you see the... Columbus Post-Dispatch did a report. And... Ross Dellinger tweeted about tiering sports. And this goes back to something we've talked about before. It's called the de-investing of sports. So this is, I'll give you the tweets first that were put out. Ross Dellinger, athletic departments plan to tier sports by de-investing in many of them to invest more resources in a small group of sports that, one, generate revenue, two, attract fans, and three are capable of competing for championships. Matt Brown then put out this tweet. Ohio State's new leadership has been telegraphing this sentiment. They're going to slash funding in many of their Olympic sports. I expect many Big Ten teams to do the same, and perhaps even the conference. The story in the Columbus Dispatch was about scholarship cuts and sports drops. The Columbus Dispatch was told in an interview last week that athletics has been self-sustaining for more than a decade. Here at Penn State, it's been forever. And that the university does not want to use taxpayer dollars or tuition dollars to support all the teams in the future. Carter said, we'll still have scholarships, we'll still have programs. Some of those sports may start to look and act a little bit more like club sports, but yes, still compete at the Division I level and still traveling and still compete. What do you think of that?
Which basically means they'll have to raise their own money, correct?
Yes. Yep.
I mean, it's what you thought was going to happen. I mean, so I wasn't surprised when I read it. I think some people were surprised, and I think still in the afterglow of the Olympics, I think people are upset that most of those sports that will be cut or cut back on it will probably be Olympic sports.
Well, I mean, let's go back to the 80s, the last time Los Angeles hosted. Essentially, the UCLA men's gymnastics team was the Olympic team. I want to say Peter Vidmar and people like that, right? Well, UCLA doesn't have men's gymnastics anymore. They don't carry it as a sport. Ohio State, which is where this emanated from, has 36 varsity sports. Penn State has 31. Most of the schools across the country, Todd, I think Texas has 17. Alabama has 21. Clemson has 19. I mean, they're just channeling their resources in that direction. Okay. Now let's get to the, what about wrestling? It's just the after a while that kind of drives you a little nuts. Everybody says here over and over again, what isn't going to be touched? Wrestling. Okay? But it doesn't mean other people won't. It's not going to be touched here.
Well, when I was looking at that stuff yesterday, Ben Jones shared some stuff from his interview with Pat Kraft that I think he had already published, where basically that was Pat Kraft's quote. If it was essentially, we aren't going to do this, but if we would, you know, wrestling hits all the three criteria that you stated, the wrestling would not be touched.
Right. It wouldn't be touched. Not in the least. Not here. Kale can get really at with Pat right now and justifiably can get anything he wants. And Kale doesn't ask for a lot. He doesn't ask for a lot. But he can get really anything he wants. Because, look, I don't care. Okay, I know the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club and they've got donors and things like that. But the bottom line is the amount of money the athletics puts in from the athletic side of revenues versus expenses, it loses $800,000. That's because that's what the athletic department takes in versus what it spends. But who cares? I got football money to make up for that because this sport makes the entire university look awesome. The whole university, everybody's proud of it. Everybody is justifiably proud of Penn State wrestling. But the SEC, only Oklahoma and Missouri have it. The other 14 don't.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and not every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. As we continue from the Sunbury Motor Studio. I don't know if we have the king today or not. But one thing I do want to point out on the numbers case, sounds like we do have him.
He's here.
Yeah, good. Is that we were talking about numbers before. But the biggest money loser in college sports continues to be which one? By a wide margin.
Women's hoops.
Yep. And nobody will talk about it. Nobody talks about it. We're journalists. Actually, you aren't. Okay? Write a story about the problem they have generating revenue. Okay? I went through the 14 Big Ten schools 2 years ago. So this is 2 years ago. Two of them, you can't get Northwestern because they're a private school. And I knew that going in. I wasn't going to be able to get Northwestern's. Rutgers does one of those, like South Carolina, 50-50, everything's even, blah, blah, blah. We all know it's not even. Okay? But that's how they do their books. The other 12 schools, Todd, in women's basketball, lost $46.8 million combined. Okay. See anybody write that story?
I have not.
Nope. Nobody writes that story. Nope. Don't want to do that. And ESPN's not going to talk about it. They need the women's basketball tournament. They sell it. Okay. King is here. All excited for the start of high school and college football.
College. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, do you guys know anything about this QR thing on the helmets?
Yeah, Oklahoma State's doing that. So I guess if you're sitting at home on TV, you can use your phone and you get a QR, and you can then make a donation to Oklahoma State's NIL.
And then who gets the money?
Players.
Why do the players need so much money?
Well, I don't.
Huh?
Can't answer that. I don't know.
I'm reading here with Shiloh Sanders. I don't know how old he is, but I know he's still in college. He filed for bankruptcy. He's got $11.89 million default.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was he 20?
Yeah, 2021 something.
You can't give the people this kind of money. They don't even know what to do with it. Now he's filed bankruptcy. He's not even out of college yet, and he owes creditors almost $12 million. Somebody's making a big mistake. So,
well, whatever. See, what you have to do with schools now, and Penn State does do this to their credit, you have to do a couple things. Number one, you have to advise them on financial planning and, like, really be aggressive about it. Number two, you've got to put them through a tax course, because this is all this money is 1099 money. Taxes aren't taken out of this. There's 1099 money. And the Penn State players
know that right up front. I mean, if they're making mistakes like that, that's just stuck on stupid. You know, they have parents. They have the I'm glad Penn State's doing it. I would assume every college is protecting them that way, right?
Yeah, you hope. All I can do is speak to what Penn State does. I don't know what other people do. I'm assuming most others are doing this. But
if it's NIL money, does it have to go through the college and then to the student-athlete, or does it go directly to the student-athlete?
It goes directly to the student-athlete.
Problematic.
Now that's going to be, but the next stage is going to be, I believe the universities are then going to be allowed, I think in a short period of time, to start being allowed to be involved in it.
Right.
So, but right now, no.
If you were going to give an average, how much money do you believe Penn State athletes are making, like, total? And I know you'd just be guessing.
I couldn't even make an educated guess, because some are only making a little bit here. Most of them are just making a little bit here and there. Hey, they're selling jerseys down at the pick whatever bookstore, and everybody gets a cut. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So most of them are getting, the vast majority, a little bit here and there, which is enough to, you know,
buy
some pizzas on Fridays.
Not as big as we think it is. You know?
Oh, I'll give you one. There was a report of a basketball player that transferred.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big story on ESPN. So right away, we're off to a really good start. And the story goes, he got $2 million. $2 million. Really? Well,
I'm a lot of dough.
Yeah, but it does get to the point where in your career you know some people. So you talk to some people. Now, it's still a big number, but the reality of what I was told was he actually got $800,000. But the university likes the idea $2 million was put out. I'm talking about the basketball program. Right. The agent loves the fact that the numbers put out there, but the reality was short by $1.2 million. Right? Then this is my favorite. Now I'm going to give you my favorite one. Agent calls Washington. My defensive back made $100,000 last year, but for $150,000 he'll play for you. And the coach on the other end says, "What are you talking about?" He said he made $100,000 last year, but for $150,000 we can get him to go to you. He says he didn't make $100,000 last year. Absolutely he did. He said he made $18,000 last year. He made $100,000. He made $18,000. He said, "You missed by $82,000. He says, no. He says you need to be in the loop more. He said, at Arizona, he made $18,000. You do know I was his position coach last year. And gulp, and he hung up the phone. There's a lot of shenanigans.
Throw this out there. You get a free college education, free room and board, free everything that's worth about $160,000, that the tortoise and the hare. You would be better off to stay in college for 4 years, get your degree, and go get a job instead of hoping maybe you'll make it to Major League Baseball or the NFL or whatever. At least you have your education behind you, and it's free. They don't put any value on the college education. But their buddy in the class there, he's got student loans, and you don't have any student loans, you know? Get fly around the country. I'm just talking about football. I know the other sports that don't generate the
if
whether it's field hockey or baseball or whatever, they don't generate like football and basketball.
Right.
Do,
sure. But, right.
That's why I don't think the NIL is as big as I think it is. I think I'm wrong, you know. They're like UConn. If the only player they've even talked about getting big-time money is Paige Becker. Outside of her, I haven't heard another name mentioned, which I'm sure a couple men basketball players got some money, but not like Paige Becker's in the millions. So
that's what That's what people think it is. But, you know, there's a big difference between, you'll see on certain sites, what's the valuation of the athlete? Well, just because it's a valuation doesn't mean that's the money they're getting. Right? And, you know, people don't realize, like, a lot of these players, they're getting some, but they're not getting anywhere near what they think. You know, is she getting a million? Maybe, but, I mean, no offense, I sort of have my doubts. As big as sport as...
You're right. They claim it's a million, but probably it's half that. I don't know. I know the kid. She's a good kid. She gives half the money back for the college.
Right. No, I have no issue with the kid. I have no issue with her getting the money.
No, that's her fault.
But I think that right now you have agents trying to show that they're, I got Paige Becker's a million. I can get you $500,000. Oh, yeah, really? And you don't even know if Paige Becker's got a million. You don't know. And that's the difference right there. You don't know. Everything is a guessing game right now. And next year, everybody's going to be getting some money. Every year.
Well, I know, like, it's been beneficial for, like, that kid who played quarterback for Notre Dame last year. Where'd he come from? Tulane or whatever?
Wake Forest.
Wake Forest.
Yeah.
That he got an extra year because he was making a couple million dollars to play for Notre Dame. But he wouldn't have made it in the NFL, so it worked out well for him. He made some good money. Kyler Murray, is that the right name for Chicago Bears?
Yeah. He's with the Arizona.
He talked about it.
That's Caleb Williams.
There's really no reason for me to leave college. I'm making so much money.
Caleb Williams, yeah. And he was out in Los Angeles.
So there's those players out there who do make quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
Way
some
more than
do.
Don't, so.
I mean, the player I was talking about, when he went to the NBA Combine a year ago, they put him in the G League Combine. Well, guess what? That means you are not going to get NBA drafted.
No.
You're in the G League Combine. Okay. Now, this year he was actually in the NBA Combine, but then elected to come back to school because I think he felt he was going to get more money.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a real gray area. Hey, how about that Rob Dibble thing?
That was funny.
Cool.
Yeah, it's funny.
Huh?
That was funny.
Yeah, I've been knowing this guy for 10 years. I never put two and two together. I didn't know his full name, you know?
Yeah.
And we were Connecticut's had a lot of floods here in the last week.
Yes.
Couple towns got friggin' destroyed. And so we were talking about it, and I asked him, do you live near there? And he said, nah, it's a little bit to the west of me, but I used to go to a lot of these things with my dad because he was a news broadcaster in radio in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. I said, really? What was his name? He goes, Walt Dibble. I said, oh, my God, you've got to be kidding me. He goes, no. He said, and that got me into being a fireman. And now I drive a truck because they got tired of looking at mangled bodies, quote unquote. And he said, I just couldn't do it anymore. 30 years he was fire chief in Southington. But yeah, his brother's Rob Dibble, and he's pitching this weekend for Rob's charity team. And the money is going to, we had a state trooper who got hit by a car in a hit and run, and the money's going to the Officer Pelletier's family. So it's a really good cause. But Rob's brother's a very good athlete. He says, I beat him in golf all the time. He says, and I'm a very good softball pitcher. So he asked me if I would pitch. And I guess they're playing the state troopers. So
good.
Yeah, but that's small world. I said, man, your brother knows my brother. He says, holy crap, well, we're the blue-collar brothers. I said, yep.
Well, in fact, my cousin Deb, her son, grandson, had his Penn State stuff on. This guy came up, and I guess he knew up in Massachusetts. I guess he knew me. I was like, okay, it's like small world. So,
well, whose dad knew you? I couldn't hear you.
Our cousin Deb, up in Billerica. They ran it when Craig had on some Penn State gear, and some guy came up and says, "Hey, yeah," he says, "This is." Yeah, Penn State, great. And I guess they said, yeah, you know, my cousin announces the games. Uh-oh, I know Steve. I'm like, oh, okay, great.
Wow.
So I just texted back, small world.
I only know the people who come in this building. So
yeah.
That's about it. Small. I live in a very small little cocoon compared to you.
I don't know.
No, I'm perfectly happy in my small little cocoon. I want to retire, and I'm done with this. I want to get a rowboat. So,
good. Yeah, because
Field Hollow and just like row out in the middle of the lake and float around every day.
I'm getting a kayak.
Are you?
Yeah, because with Mike moving here, my son, he and his family love to kayak. And I've gone kayaking with them on Swan River and Cape Cod and, you know, and so forth. And so, yeah, I said, hey, I'm going to get a kayak. We can go kayaking on Sundays.
I've canoed a lot of places. I've never kayaked.
You want to go on a nice trip
and you want to kayak, go to Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful. You got the White Mountains surrounding you, and then you can see the bottom of the lake out in the middle of the lake. It's so clean. So,
yeah.
And if you're lucky, you'll meet Mitt Romney.
There you go.
He's got a cottage right on. It's one of the most beautiful places I have ever seen. So,
yeah.
You know, you're not that far from it, are you? Yeah, pretty far.
Lake Winnipesaukee?
Yeah.
I'm 7 hours?
Yeah, that's pretty far.
I mean, it's in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah, it's in the middle of New Hampshire, but it's a big lake.
But it's not far from Dan.
No, Danny's not far from it at all. You could go visit Danny and bring your kayak, tie it to the top of your Explorer, and off you go.
There you go. But I got it somewhere.
It's a beautiful lake. It's just the most. When I get my blood pressure taken, I think about being on the canoe in the lake. It brings my blood pressure down. But now I'm into a rowboat. I want a rowboat.
That's
I can throw
nice.
It in the back of my truck and off I go. So
very nice.
Yeah, I'm sure your listeners are just thrilled with this talk. How about them Red Sox, huh? Are they 3 games out?
Oh, the wild card, yeah. I mean, they did a good job. They should have taken all three from Houston, but what did they take?
Yeah, they should have won the first game. They blew it.
Yeah, they blew that game.
Yeah.
I mean,
but they played very well the other.
They're good enough to hang in.
They're a 500 team. And 500 teams play well, but they lose.
It'd be a major accomplishment.
They should win. That's why they're 500. That's the way I look at it.
Right. It'd be a major accomplishment for them to make the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And huge. Now, the Yankees, they don't make the World Series. It's a disaster.
Yeah, they haven't been in a World Series in a long time. But
that's what I mean. But they're expected to be there. They've got one of the top.
Some of the home runs he's hitting.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But I'll tell you right now, you know who's really good that nobody talks about? Is Bobby Witt Jr.
of
Kansas.
For the Red Sox?
No, Bobby Witt Jr. for the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, yeah. He's very, very good.
He is.
Hey, almost won the home run derby. I mean, he's a great ball player.
And he's got speed, good in the field. And Kansas City is right now in that wild card spot because they got him.
Yeah, and you know what? The Red Sox should be looking at that. They should be getting a big-time player to put in that lineup. They have the money, and they're not pulling the trigger.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKO.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is 43 new Hyundais away from their all-time sales record through August. With 134 new Hyundais to choose from, plus deep discounts and low interest rates, SMC is going to break this record. Sunbury Motors has 48 2024 Tucson's available, starting at $32,568, or get 1.99% financing for 60 months. Looking for the most versatile compact truck on the planet? Take up to $3,000 off the 2024 Santa Cruz. The Santa Cruz starts at $31,247,
and there's 16 in stock.
Here you go, car buyers. SMC has 11 2024 Elantras with 1.99% financing for 60 months. And Elantras start at just $22,960. If you want to have a fun day, you have to buy a Hyundai. We're breaking the record in August with 43 new Hyundais sold. Hurry in to Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.